And we are rocking and got, well, as always, the team at Sales Team Pro has got it up and running. And so we're going to talk about a lot of that. I got a lot of today I'm going to go through a list of all the things I learned from the very beginning that helped me kind of put together this mindset on business. I think it'll be good for you because, you know, a lot of times we think that overnight that this thing is going to happen for you, and it doesn't. But one of the things you got to do is you got to think in terms of when you're building your business, you need to look at negative feedback needed to change course in my direction is what Tom Hopkins talks about. And you need to learn from what you learn of what you do, and don't just continue doing things that are not working. Now, so then you learn, and over a period of time, Art Williams used to say you develop a personal management philosophy, the type of philosophy that allows you to act a certain way automatically. And so anyway, so, you know, you go through this thing of, you know, you become a conscious competent, you used to be an unconscious incompetent. Now you go all the way through the stage and do that. And so a lot of times we cover, you know, we do a lot of things on here. And I my biggest complaint people tell me, they say, you just do too much too quick. And so I'm gonna try to, I got too much again, but one of the things we're going to do is we're going to hit some things on that on learning, okay, that I think will help you get better. But anyway, let me get our PowerPoint up here real quick, and we'll be in business here. But we got all kinds of good things going on, and you know, like I said, it's amazing that over almost we're getting ready to hit, guys, 800,000. Names in Sales Team Pro. Can you imagine that? I mean, we hit a button, okay, and we've got access to 800,000 names. I think it's time for another webinar of some kind. You know, we'll think about that for our customers. But, you know, and when I tell you a lot of the stuff that's going on, I mean, we had our, anyway, let me just keep going. All right. So salesteampro.net, you know that. That's where you go to log in. Support at Sales Team Pro. If you have issues, Lucas handles all of that. And any ideas, we want them. And if you're a speaker, you know, hit Kristen up at Sales Team Pro. I saw some of the surveys, you know, people that I don't even know. We haven't even heard from. And they were going through the surveys, and they said, hey, my income's up 100 grand as a result of doing this. I made an extra 40 grand, that kind of thing. And so we're continuing on our normal schedule. I'm not going to get in a lot of details. Most of you know that. But hey, Diana Carey killed it last night from what I saw, a little bit of it on Facebook. And so we're going to call on her a little bit. Hey, we're going to kick in this thing on tenacity meets technology. You know, I was down in Orlando playing golf with Anthony Miller, who's going to, you're going to get to hear from, one of my top guys, along with Mike Armendaris and Mike Utes. And those guys are my buddies. And they're telling me, dude, I don't know how to use technology the way it needs to be done. So I get it. And I'm like, okay, all right, we're gonna start working, and we're gonna be surveying you. And Bree's going to, we're thinking we may put together like a 2-day class for teaching you how to turn your computer on and your iPhone, and then take it all the way through Sales Team Pro and PowerPoint, all the things you need in order to do it. This will be something Bree will be doing. It will be a charge for that. We're going to, not a big charge, but we are going to charge for it, because it's going to be a lot of work putting it all together. But we're thinking, you know, I sit through my mortgage class, and I spent 20 hours sitting through that mortgage class, another 15 hours studying, but I passed the test, and we've already submitted over $1 million in mortgages. And so I start thinking about that, and I'm thinking, well, I guess that 20 hours, 30 hours that I put in, it's already generated about 7,000 in income. And so what if you go put 2 days in and it generates future income forever? So we're thinking about that, but we got this coming up on the 8th. It's going to be great, kind of leading into that. We got a lot of good ideas. Nashville, we've got, we're going to be sending out a registration form to each of you. We had over 400 of you submit your survey, and over 300 of the 400 said they're coming. And then they're saying they're bringing 2 or 10, or some people had on there 30 people. Nashville's going to be rocking. So we're now going to send out a registration form for you and your spouse. This is not a commitment on your part. This is so we get individually, because we know stuff's being counted double. You know, say, hey, my team's going to bring 30, and then someone on your team says, I'm going to bring 5, and we don't know how many people. So when we go to the hotels, we need to have some idea. So we're going to be sending that out. I need you to get that back. It's going to be a landing page. Just get it back to us. If your spouse is coming, put it in there, and then that way we know what's going on, and we're going to start talking to the hotels, get this thing figured out based on our attendance that we expect to have. And it's open to anyone that, if you've got other buddies out there that would love to just learn about marketing, yes, we're going to be teaching Sales Team Pro, but we're going to be talking about how to sell investments using technology. We're going to market. We're going to do all kinds of stuff. So it's that kind of thing. New things are always happening. Of course, hey, the Spanish Money Series is now live. How about that? So we got that happening. Listen to all these things live. IRA campaign live. 30-day recruiting intro series. Hit a button, they get 30 days live. All right, stimulus check campaign live. Assets held outside and inside of Primerica with a chart live. How about that? F&A landing pages live. I'm going to show you some of this professional practice series slides. It's getting ready to be live. Okay. I worked on that this morning. I got up at 6 and I actually got up about 5 and I started thinking about it, and I just had some ideas. So I put it into the introduction. We're getting close to taking that. We'll be calling on people to do that. The pipeline and pendings report, Steve's working on the ultimate sort system where you can sort anything in any box. Okay. And some. We are getting that together. So it's always happening. And then we just kicked off our test last night for the Sales Team Pro Clubhouse. How about that? So Josh will be telling you about that, and Kristen putting all that together. So anyway, I thought I'd give you just a quick overview. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to buzz it. But this was waking up the first, I'm thinking the first class, what should it go? This is just a little bit. And it says, after many years of hard work and study, you passed your exams and state national requirements, and you have that title before you or after your name with a sigh of relief. You did it. And a few days later, it hits you that what might have been thought of as the end is just the beginning. Okay. And the pressure is on, right? And then we go through and we hit over the next few weeks, we're going to give you detailed information to help you become bulletproof financially. The reason we can do it is because we live it every day in our professional practices. The fall 8 classes will give you 2 ways to become bulletproof, okay? And we go through, and then we're going to go through and talk about how many bankruptcies there are of medical practices and dentists, and how lawyers can't handle their money and all this kind of stuff. And the average chiropractor who bills $650,000 ends up getting home with $140,000. And then they blow their $140,000 and they file bankruptcy. How about that? And then we go in with a goal setting and we take it from there. So anyway, so with that being said, today I'm going to kind of go through a deal called Winning in Business. This was something I put together. I spoke at an event. I think it was the Real Estate Investors of Nashville, big event. And I was able to speak at that event, and I kind of told some things about winning in business. And so anyway, I thought that might be good for you. First thing you got to always be thinking about when you wake up in the morning, you're in business. Okay. And so you want to, in business, this is what you want. You want more customers and you want more licensed agents. That's how you grow your business. And if you're spending your time doing things that doesn't involve more customers, more assets, more, okay, then you're not spending your time correctly. Always ask yourself, if I just did everything I did the last hour, the last 2 hours, the last day, the last week, am I going to reach my goals? And if the answer is yes, keep doing it. If you're excited and your income's going up, keep doing it. All right. If you're things aren't going well, look back and say, well, what am I doing? Okay. Am I doing the right thing? So then more customers, more agents, more assets, more recurring income. Get a larger purchase size by going back, getting all the assets, doing all that, and then get more frequent purchases. Let me give you an example. A frequent purchase is this. They turn 59 and a half. We roll over their 401k. 2 years later, we go back and we get 60,000 more. That was an example. I did two where I did the 59 and a half in service withdrawal, came back. I had two of them in the last couple of weeks where I added an extra 30 and 50,000. They're still working there. I can keep going back. All right. So you want to get them more frequently purchasing. Hey, $1 million, just the trails for an RVP is 150 a month. So how long do you want that money to be sitting there that you could have, and it's costing $150 a month for every million that happens. So what do? We create a plan and we work the plan. I believe this more important than anything you can do is you get on a regular schedule. All right. I want you to think about this. You know, I tell you this all the time. I work on Mondays and Tuesdays. Now, is that the only thing I do? No, I work on Monday and Tuesdays, but I was up at 6 a.m. this morning. My last appointment is at 6 p.m. today. And when I get off of here, I've got two office appointments and two phone calls, and Bree's going to train me on how to use Teamwork. How about that? So we're doing those kind of things. We're going to add some technology that we're going to be rolling out for admin. My next big mindset on Sales Team Pro is administrative type things, where you hit a button and the email goes out thanking them for this, and here's what you need to do to get your rollover done, whatever it is. So we're going to put the admin side in. Every idea on admin, you just go in there and tap it on their card. It's follow-up, thank yous, all this kind of stuff. But anyway, so we start working the plan. Most important thing is have a schedule. So I work Mondays and Tuesdays. On Thursdays, I do the radio show. I have a set time. And I know that this, and I know the moment, like I went out of town and I came back and I had 10 appointments in the webinar today that was in my system. I played golf all week. That's what you want, to be able to have a system. Now, I got up yesterday and I was like, man, I'm wore out. Okay. And I'm on there. But guess what? I did what I needed to do. Today, I'm better. Okay. I'm a little more rested. I mean, you get tired playing like six rounds of golf or seven rounds of golf in 5 days. All right. And so it wore me out. I got home Sunday playing. I played golf Sunday and got home and got up and off to the races. And then I have my schedule. You know, we got a kickoff once a month. I got all these things, but the reality is my goal is 20 hours a week of productive. Okay. Money-making things that cause success. Now, to give you an example, guys, you know, I told you this, all right. You know, my income that I generated $130,000 in revenue on my own in the last 30 days. I'm at 81,000 in cash. I didn't look last night, but you know, in the first 2 weeks of the month, I've been paid 81,000. Think about that. $81,000, 67 the month before. And I'm working this thing a couple days a week. How about that? But I got a system in place. So we're going to create a plan and work the plan. Okay. First thing is you got to do the hard things because it pays way more. The first thing I started out doing, I was 16 years old and I got a job. A buddy of mine told me, he says, man, I'm working for the Tennessean newspaper collecting delinquent paper bills. Okay. I'm like, really? He said, how do they do? They pay $1.60 an hour and 10% of what you collect. I'm like, hey, can I get a job down there? So anyway, next thing you know, I get a job. Of course, when you start, he knocked on doors for like 2 days and then he quit, but I got that job. And for 2 years, I collected delinquents. I'd knock on their door and I'd say, hey, I'm with the Tennessean and you're behind on your paper bill. Can I get that payment? They would hand me the money. They'd pay me 10% of what I collected. At 16 years old, 44 years ago, when the minimum wage was $1.60, I would have a Saturday collection day of $1,000, made $100 commission when the minimum wage was $1.60. How about that? And I learned to ask for money. How about that? All right. I also learned something else. I learned how to knock on strangers' doors. So when I got into this, I'd already done that. I'd already been selling Cutco knives. So while I was in Knoxville new, I took that FTC report on Whole Life, you know, all the ripoff of Whole Life. And I went into neighborhoods that had swing sets and minivans and stuff like that. Okay. Not minivans, but swing sets back then. I don't think there were minivans, but anyway, and I knocked on doors and I made sales right off because I wasn't afraid to ask for money. I wasn't afraid to knock on doors. All right. I wasn't afraid to ask for someone's help. I said, who do you know, it has kids in the neighborhood, right? Little babies, all that stuff. I also learned to ask for help. I was in high school and I told people, my dad and I wrote a little letter and we found out that we could say, hey, I'm working while I'm in school. If I went to their door, I put a letter in there to collect their money, and they had an envelope and they could mail the envelope in postpaid with the money. But I put a little letter in this bag and it says, hey, I'm in high school and this is what I do. And I get 10% of what I collect. If you'll please send this in, I would appreciate it. Guess what I found out? Direct mail works. I started going to the mail, going into that office at the, and turning in my money. I'd open up, I had a little mail thing and I'd have envelopes of money. I was like, this is great. They'd send 20 bucks. I'd make $2. Next thing you know, I found out direct mail works. My dad believed in direct mail. He sold semi-trailers nationwide, tractor trailers, and he had his own printing press, and he mailed out thousands and thousands and thousands of mailers every single month. And he had somebody following up with a phone call, and he was calling on the movers and the different businesses that would buy trucks. All right. So I learned that. Here's another one I learned. If there's not an incentive, I'm not doing it. All right. So I got my great little job. I go to college and I have to give up my collecting job. And one of the guys in my fraternity says, hey, go to the hardware store. He used to be a fraternity brother. He'll give you a job. And I go in there and I talk to him. He says, yeah. And he gives me a job. And I work for, and I was working for minimum wage. And I used to be working for minimum wage plus make $100. And I worked there for 2 hours and I went over to this guy. I said, hey, dude, I said, if I sell anything, is there any kind of, you know, bonus or anything like that? He's like, nah, he says, just this. I said, I'm out of here. You don't have to pay me. I'm out of here. All right. So if no incentive, guess what? Not doing it. So then I get into Cutco Knives and I meet a guy named Jim White. Jim eventually became, he sold cookware and cutlery for 40 years, made money. Think about that. Two guys, Jim and Vestal. Can you imagine the name Vestal? Both those guys, they started in college and sold Cutco Knives and Wearer Cookware until they were 65 years old. Eventually, I recruited Jim. Jim was with me like 10 years when we got a securities license. Jim would speak at our training. Anthony Miller's going to be on here in a little while. Anthony might even mention about that. But Jim taught me how to sell. All right. He taught me how to go find people and work referrals and do those kind of things. And so anyway, he taught me about reading. He said, go read that Frank Betcher book. First book I ever read. Second book I ever read on sales, Tom Hopkins. All right. And so then what happened is I got better. I found a mentor. Ultimately, throughout Primerica, I had things happen that caused me to take it to the next level. You know, I had Kip Ridley and Ronnie Barnes that Kip did some things that caused me to get busy. Okay. Then Bob Safford. I remember an airplane ride with Bob Safford changed my whole life. All right. A fast start school, learning the referral system. So what you have to do is always find you a mentor. What type of mentor do you need? You need one that you trust, that's qualified. If you listen to a bunch of people that aren't making any money, okay, or broke people that try to tell you how to invest money, okay, you're never going to get ahead. So what you want to do is find somebody, self-improve, start working on that. Next thing is competition. I learned about competition. So I get into Cutco Knives and I got all these college students working and I started putting out a little leaders bulletin for the college students. And I sent it out once a week. I had all the sales in there, sent it out. All right. And did recognition and stuff like that. And people wanted to win and they started competing. And I know good and well, when I sent that bulletin out every week with their name on there, and I put a little note on that on there, when I sent it out to the top producers, I found out that people like competition and they like to be recognized. How about that? We would recruit these kids in the summer, at the beginning of and they would start in the summer. We wouldn't see them the whole summer. So the only thing that I was able to do is pick the phone up and tell them a good job and send out my letter. All right. I learned about leverage. That was the first time that I learned about it. I started out selling Cutco. And then eventually I figured out, you know, and I was, by the way, guys, the top rep out of 14,000 college students one year. And I went out, and because I got trained by the guy, same guy that got Jim White, got trained by the same guy that trained Zig Ziglar. Okay. I got lucky early on. My dad was in sales. So some of you came out of a different background. So you're going to have to work a little harder. Okay. And get your foundation. But the bottom line is that you got to learn how to do it. All right. And so then I learned about leverage. What's leverage? I had 200 college students out there selling. All right. I was getting an override. I'm like, man, this is good. I like this. But I figured out my dad, his business, and my Cutco business were not anything alike. My dad made a lot of money, was able to do, and he started from scratch, first one to ever make any money. I figured out no matter how good I was, Cutco was not going to do it. Okay. It was never going to allow me to do because, and the main thing I learned was we recruit all these college students. And then the next year, guess what we had to do? Had to go recruit another set of them because none of them stuck around. So I thought I got to find a business that will allow me to be able to retain people. That was my mindset. I want a recurring income. So what happens is I got this guy. I'm talking to him. I'm trying to get him to sell Cutco. And he said, man, I want you to come to one of these meetings. I've just got my insurance license. And I'm like, okay, I'll go to the insurance license meeting because I had my dad, one of the guys I played golf with, made a lot of money and he was in the insurance business. And I'm like, okay, I'll go to the insurance deal. I walk in there. I'll never forget this guy named, what was his name? My brain. Okay. My COVID, brain. Anyway, he goes in there and he is like a country guy. He used to be a school teacher, Boyd Fox. And this guy, Boyd Fox, did this presentation, talked real slow. And he said, he said, I made over $100,000 last year. And I'm like, hang on, this guy made $100,000. I can do what this guy does. I go up to him at the end of the meeting. I said, hey, you got any checks you can show me? And the guy says, matter of fact, I do. He pulls them out. I was like, all right, here we go. Next thing you know, I started the business. And guys, this is what happens. You learn things. You got to look at what's going on. Sometimes your job, you're sitting there and you're like, you're never going to make any money. Okay. But you keep going back. All right. So what happens is if you want to, you just take these little things, you start looking at it and you start doing it. Then I get into the financial services business. I find out what's the most important thing. You got to have credibility. You got to have trust. That's the most important thing. Over time, I had all these ideas, but my whole mindset was credibility and trust. They buy me, not products, right? Matter of fact, I tell people many times, I said, look, the products I'm going to show you are available at every broker for the same price, and it'll be the same return. All right. But what's different is that I'm going to educate you. I'm going to teach you how you can go about and become confident. So they buy you, not products. And you got to always do the right thing. I remember back in the days, we had these things called smart loans. Some of you remember that. Those smart loans, I was out there, I was looking at those smart loans and I was like, these things are a ripoff. Okay. And I just couldn't, I made $40,000 on smart loans. And one day I was like, you know what? These things are a ripoff. Okay. They got all these fees and they got all this stuff. Why aren't we doing like real loans like now? And one day I was like, guys, we can't sell these things. This is going to hurt our credibility. People are going to wonder about us. And you know what I did? I dropped my mortgage license, which wouldn't allow anyone below me to sell it. Gave up $40,000. Okay. All right. But you know what? They were a ripoff. I couldn't do it. All right. If you don't do the right thing, always, it will come back and get you. You want to put yourself in the customer's world and then create value for them at their level. So what's happening is this, you know, I'm making a lot of money. All right. And if I go meet with somebody that's making $80,000 a year and I'm making $80,000 a month, I got to take myself down to what's the $80,000 a year person up to, right? So I can show them value, what they need. Tell you an interesting story. I was on the airplane and this is Sunday coming home, we get on the airplane. I sit in the exit row. I look next to me. There's a lady here. She's got a wedding ring on. I'm talking. We just start talking. Next thing you know, she's a pharma rep, and she's got like she's the breadwinner in the family. And she's got a 18-month-old, and she's like, you know, I'm coming in, driving in. I'm flying in tonight. I got to drive to Knoxville. I left my wife and kids down in Orlando because I got to be on this appointment, you know, cancer pharmaceutical type deal. And she said, I just want to retire in 10 years and quit running like this. So really, I said, do you know your FIN number? She's like, what is the FIN number? I said, well, that's what I do is help people with their money. Next thing you know, we talk about the FIN number. And I said, well, if you want 100 grand, you need 20 times your money. And she's like, oh, okay. I said, but do you have anything set up already for your little baby? Like, so I've been looking at a 529 plan. I said, do you know anything about it? I said, yeah, I know about them. And I start talking to her about that. I said, but the most important thing you need is you need life insurance. Do you have any life insurance? She says, no. She said, you know, I got a little bit, but you know, I had never thought about it. I was never married and you know, all this kind of stuff. And, you know, now I got a little baby and all this kind of stuff. And so anyhow, next thing you know, okay. I as soon as we land, I said, I'm going to send you something. So I put her on Sales Team Pro, put her in, send her the 12-week course. Then I said, hey, you're driving, right? And I said, how would you like to listen to a podcast? I sent her a link to my podcast. Next thing you know, we walk to the baggage claim and she says, look, can you make sure I want to get that life insurance set up on Wednesday? I'll be back on Wednesday. Can you do it? So what do? I take my little recorder. I send it to Bree and Bree sets it up. How about that? Isn't that the way it is? Credibility and trust. What was the credibility and trust? Send them something low key, all that kind of stuff. Now, if you want to stay in business, you got to save your money. Now, why do you got to save your money? Because things will happen. 50% of my securities license reps, 50% from 2008 to 2010 or 11 disappeared because they were not that good. They didn't save their money. They were living the great market. And some of you right now are spending everything you make. And then what's going to happen is we're going to have a pullback and you're going to get wiped out. So you better save your money. All right. Because you will have, that's how you stay in business. If you want your people to perform, you got to lead by example. You know, nobody outworks me. All right. Hey, I'm always on it. All right. Yeah. I spend my time doing productive work, but you can ask any of the people, Sales Team Pro or my guys, they say, does Roy work? Is he lazy? No, they never have said that. Because what I do is I take care of business. And, you know, the one thing you never want to be called is lazy, right? So let's keep going. Marketing and self-promotion isn't optional if you want to be successful. So here's what happened. Went on the radio. Radio was one of 1,000 ideas. All right, but it worked. Went on the radio. Next thing you know, I'm presenting to all these different people. And so what you have to do is always be thinking about how can I self-promote, okay? Don't be afraid to invest time and money on things that leverage your core business, your financial business. You know, I see people do it. And I've done these things. All right. And this is why I'm going to tell you some of the mistakes I made where I got off track, where I went and opened up something else. Okay. And I did this. The most important thing, you know, Sales Team Pro leveraged my core business. My core business is financial services. If we add a mortgage line, that's a core business. Don't be out there wasting your time doing things that don't promote and support what you're doing. It usually just takes your time up. I always believe this, make educating your potential customer the primary sales attraction. Always be doing that. Take every opportunity to be a go-to expert for speaking engagements. During the pandemic, I was on another radio morning show twice. How about that? You know, right when it happened, I did that. And so they asked me, and guess what I did? I was like, sure, 7 a.m. drive time, Nashville, off to the races. So, all right, let's keep going. Hope this stuff makes good sense. Internet is powerful, regardless of whether you believe it or not. How about that? Why do I say that? Because a lot of people, they say, yeah, I'm going to do that. That, you know, I'm not really working Sales Team Pro that hard. you know, I need to start doing that. Well, let me tell you what's going to happen. If a business doesn't engage in the internet, they will be put out of business by their tech savvy competitor. How about that? Well, it works. You don't have to do it. Just understand you'll get very uncomfortable when some little kid starts picking off your customers, all right? Or somebody that knows what they're doing starts picking off your customers. Let me get in there, and I'm gonna tell you a story about this account I did yesterday. Blows my mind. Now, email is the highest return on your marketing investments to build your database. Guys, if you go look up ROI on marketing, email marketing is about 5 to 1, the biggest return. Guys, I just want you to give you an example. So right now you buy Sales Team Pro, you pay $50 a month or $100 a month, and that's $500 or $600 a year. How many transactions do you need to get a great return on it? A half a transaction. Email marketing has a highest return. So right now you should be thinking about building that database. Okay. That's what you need to be thinking about. You also need to realize it takes time and commitment to be successful in anything you accomplish. And this is no different. This business, the email marketing, Sales Team Pro, financial, everything takes time. So you got to be working. So let me give you a few ideas of things that I did that were pretty stupid, because, you know, when you think about, being stupid, everybody has done some stupid stuff. Well, how about this? I got a bad attitude and I didn't work for a while. Anybody ever had that? How about that? Got a bad attitude, didn't work for a while. Cost me millions of dollars. All right. Got a bad attitude, didn't work for a while. All right. I invested in a business that I had no control over. Lost 50 grand. How about that? I learned that I'm not going to be a minority partner if I go in some kind of business. Matter of fact, I'm not going in any kind of business ever again unless I am in charge. How about that? I'm not going to have somebody else being in charge. Just because you have a lot of cash, there's no reason to blow it and lose it. That's another 50 grand gone. Put it into something stupid. Okay. All right. And then just because it makes you feel better doesn't make it a good investment. I decided I was going to open up a rehab center because it made my back feel better. All right. Cost me 40 grand. All right. So, and then hire the wrong people. All right. That cost 100 grand. How about that? But at the end of the day, I've done okay. Right. But the rules never change. You got to fight, do the things. You got to learn from what you're doing, make things happen. So I want to show real quick again. I hit this yesterday or last week about working. You know, I have a specific weekly schedule. You want to create the trust environment for the appointment, have everything in Sales Team Pro. You educate first, then schedule. You work massive numbers, calls, text, and emails. You need to have a daily goal. What is it? 20 a day, whatever it is. Then you have appointments by phone, Zoom, and in person. All right. I have one today, this afternoon, at 1, and I have another one at 4. One of them is about it's about 300. The other one's about the same. And both of them were first from a phone call, a phone appointment, gathered the data, and now I pushed them to an in-person appointment. All right. I've also got one at 6 tonight. That was a phone call that now is a Zoom call. All right. So what I do is I take it, and in many cases, I'll take a phone call and go directly into Zoom. Prior to the appointments, I know what I'm getting into. I was talking to Dean this morning about how, you know, the only way to do business is with somebody that already knows what's going on. I look at what they've done with Sales Team Pro, and then I can tell how engaged they are. Then I gather data, I offer solutions, I take detailed notes and send it to Bree and Sherry, my assistant. Okay. And I'll get the Zoom set up and I follow up until it's closed. Then we recontact based on the lifetime value, 3 months, 6 months, or 1 year, and always referrals. So let me show you this, guys. This next one, I think you're really, this is, all right, PowerPoint. Is everybody still, there we are, hold on. Okay. This right here is an example of if you stay in the business and you do your job. So the first email that went out was on 3/2 of 2019. Ended up getting, this guy actually called off of the radio and started telling me about, he had Vanguard mutual funds and the fees are too high with American funds. Okay. Fees are too high. I went through and did my normal routine, explained how an index fund works and how American funds could, you could get lower beta and equal to or greater than. No, none of that. Okay. Ain't going to hear nothing about it. So guy calls back. Matter of fact, you don't see this, but he's opened 24 emails and we follow back up with him. Resets the appointment. We sit down with the guy and the guy says to me, so tell me about your fees. Hit this fee thing again. But before that happened, he told me that he had been out of the market for the last year. And I said to him, I said, well, I said, what are Vanguard's fees? Oh, they're 0.3 point whatever. His name was Jim. I said, Jim, you and Nan seem like very nice people, but Vanguard's fees are right about 50%. And I said, the reason they're 50% is because had you gone along with me 2 years ago, you wouldn't be telling me you were out of the market. You would be in the market. So Vanguard's fees cost you 50%. So now, would you like me to help you so we won't have another conversation 2 years from now, like we had 2 years ago and you didn't move forward? He said, yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. I said, you're 72 years old. We need to get you straightened out to where you stop worrying about money. 24 emails later and 6 month follow-ups, guess what? $935,000. That's what doing the right thing, following up, making it happen, all this kind of stuff. All right. With that being said, that's my 37 minutes today. I'm longer than normal, but we're going to call on some people and let me see here a second, get some Diana Carey, you're going to be the opener rather than the closer. How about it?
Hey, Roy. Hey, teammates. Man, this has just been phenomenal. I don't think I've written as fast as I typically just try to screenshot, but it's something about when you mentally write it down. So I've been writing down, you know, and I found that I could write faster than I could, but last night was phenomenal. I pray that, you know, the teammates that you had on that I were able to impact. I can tell you after, I struggle with a migraine all day, but when you give a commitment is a commitment. And you know, you deal with it, right? You play hurt. And right after I told my husband, Horace, I said, I am going to crash after this thing is over because my head is just exploding. Well, I couldn't because two people that were actually on it reached out to me. And I got a seminar set out of it. Like you were saying, make yourself the go-to person. I didn't make myself the go-to person, but the seminar last night did. And I ended up getting I was on the phone until 11 o'clock last night. And my husband came up and said, man, I thought you didn't feel good. You're not laying down. I said, I can't. People are contacting me, right? But I'll tell you that what happened is I did a Roy Matlock. I had a carpal surgery on my hand. And when I went in to meet with the surgeon, he says, you're going to be awake during this process. And I want to share this story because I think some people are waiting for this perfect scenario to set itself up for you. And there is no perfect scenario unless you make it into a perfect scenario, right? And so he said, so what I typically do, you're going to be laying on the table. They're going to be monitoring, you know, your heartbeat and things of that nature. He said, while I cut your hand open on the other side of the screen, right? And so he says, but I like to let you choose your jargon of music. And I said, I like to have jazz. He said, oh, well, who do you want? I said, Paul Hardcastle. He said, never heard of him. And so he puts it on. He goes, wow, this sounds pretty good. I said, doesn't it? So we get to talking. He goes, what do you do again? And I just told him, I said, I recruit, train, and develop entrepreneurs. He said, what area? I said, finance. He said, oh, my God, do you know anything about insurance? This is why he's cutting my hand open, right? Can't tell a thing. I can hear everything. And I ended up getting an appointment with him. getting an appointment on the surgery table, getting an appointment with him and his brother.
Normal stuff for people that work.
It's normal stuff. But the thing is, it starts with belief. It starts with, when you said mentor, some people are calling their person a mentor. A mentor is never where you're at. A mentor is where you're going. So people get people that they call mentors because they make them feel comfortable. I'm telling you, Roy, you do not make me feel comfortable. So I can call you a mentor because you're where I want to be. Because when you said 2 weeks, 81,000, I said, okay, something's wrong with this picture. Let me start writing again. Right. So I'm just blessed and humbled by the opportunity, as well as my fellow teammates. I'm sure they are too. We're just going to some great places, y'all. So let's just go be great.
Very good. Hey, and thanks last night. I got to see part of it, and I always end up looking at all these. I know you killed it. And just normal business, getting your hand cut open and I did a $1.9 million when I was getting my MRI done. Anthony Mercata. How do you say that? Danny?
It's exactly like it looks like, Mercadante.
Mercadante, he is invading Nashville. He called me yesterday. He's like, I may be moving to Nashville. I'm like, oh man. Well, there's enough to go around. Give us a couple good ideas here.
Well, some great ideas is using the Sales Team Pro system. I mean, I've got 3 life sales this past week, and I'm not a big life guy, from referrals, from sending out a campaign on life insurance. You know, it's just kind of crazy just getting those calls.
Which life insurance campaign did you send, or did you make one?
No, I don't know exactly which one I sent, to be honest. I'd have to go back and look at it. But what I do is I pick every week a different campaign to send out.
Yep.
And just kind of dribble drab and just kind of see what we get back from responses. And it's been consistent. I mean, I've only been using Sales Team Pro for a little over a year now, but now I'm getting consistent people calling in or emailing saying, hey, I got your email. You know, I'm kind of curious. And this one was interesting because she had applied with AIG to get life insurance, went through the whole process. She never heard from him. And she got the email from me and she goes, well, I'm doing investing with you. I should probably do my life insurance with you too. You know, and she was a referral from one of my clients. She's a daughter of one of my clients.
Hey guys, Anthony, let me give you an idea. One of the first, when I first started doing email marketing, there's two ways to do email marketing. One is you want to send an email out that everybody opens. Okay. Mm-hmm. You want to get opens, and then you want to send another one out to where nobody opens it. But if they do open it, then that means they're ready to go. And one of the ways you do that is you send out, and you can create this to where how to calculate how much life insurance you need. Okay. So that's an example of one that most people are like, nah, I don't want to open that. Okay. Mm. But if you're thinking about life insurance, guess what you do? You open that. Then you go through your opens and you take a look at the ones that opened, and those are the ones you follow back up on. Okay. So, hey, I just want to hit you up. I saw you open the campaign about life insurance. Have you been considering something? All right. So that you send out 200 of them and you have 10 of them open and you close 10 sales. That's just another idea, okay, that goes along. Hey, I've got one of my guys on here, Tony Miller, okay? One of my first generation top earners, been with me now, how long?
Since 94.
1994, we were together last week. So give him a little, what do you got to say?
Well, I mean, I can't honestly give any tips on Sales Team Pro, because up until this point, what I was sharing with you this weekend is I've just used it more as motivation. I was in one of those places, like you talked about earlier, bad attitude, just didn't care to work.
But you make 200 grand a year in recurring income, though, right?
Yeah. So life's not terrible. But, you know, just this, I just love hearing the stories every week, and it just, each week it just gets me more and more fired up, to the point to where I did whine to you a little bit this weekend about, man, I don't know anything about technology. I'm surprised as shit I'm on here and there's a video and you're actually hearing me. But I got pretty fired up hanging out with you guys this weekend and ready to get things going. So I appreciate the conversation we have, but I did one thing, the Jim White story. When you first recruited me, I was still part-time. Very first fast start school in Atlanta, I rode down with Jim White and Pat, your secretary. and stayed in a room with four other guys, me, Jim, Terry, and Jonathan. All four of us, which went on to make 50 grand, three of us went on to make 100 grand, and three of us became RVPs and created RVPs. And that came from that fast start school, hanging out with Jim that weekend and getting to hear Rick Susie, John Lennon, and Ronnie Barnes. And so that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
There you go. And Jim was one of those guys that, you know, he was the guy. Jim, I put him on the program all the time. Jim was died at age 77, and I spoke at his funeral. Okay, one of those guys. So anyway, let's keep going here. Josh, tell us about what we got going on the clubhouse.
Yeah, for those who aren't familiar, I've been wanting to kind of carry on this Tuesday conversation to, you know, just marketing in this era and in this space. So for advisors, so I kind of been doing one that have other advisors from other firms on, but then we're going to create one that's just for Sales Team Pro. So if you're not familiar with Clubhouse, you need to get Clubhouse as an app. It's only currently for iPhone users. Android is coming soon. So there's something, Steve, that iPhones actually got first. But iPhones only as of right now. If you follow, look for myself. So look for, I'm under Joshua Mock, not Josh, but come follow me and or follow Kristen Hicks as well. If you find us, we'll be able to follow you back and help get you into a room, because we're basically wanting to carry on what Roy does into a conversation on the mornings where we can hear from Dave Deal, like some of the others and even participants. I know I saw down today in the participants, JC Ruddy's on now and he's $100,000 earned. Keeping that conversation going about marketing in today, podcasting, TikTok, Instagram, how people are using these different things in a compliant way. So just having a really fun conversation with that. So we're doing the next one this Friday morning at 8 a.m. Central.
All right. And Kristen can pop out and we maybe put something right up there on there talking about that, because I mean, it's another way to, you know, communicate and hang out with like-minded people, that kind of thing. So let me see who else we got here. You said JC, is he on the, I don't know JC, is he on the panelist?
JC is an attendee today.
Oh, attendee, okay. Well, we'll get him on there. Krista, make sure, let's get him on as a panelist next time. I want to always hear from new people that are doing it, making things happen. Let's see here. Ed, what's going on, bud? Tell me something.
Well, I've been kind of incognito with something that doesn't need to be talked about here, but quite frankly, we've been asked to purchase a number of someone who needs to get out of the business due to health. And that's distracting me. And I'm sitting here listening to you talk about the things that distract us. That is not a way to really build a business, by the way. It's something that you do for somebody in your hierarchy to accommodate a situation. Point being is, though, that it did distract us a bit. But, Roy, I sit here, and I want to join all the chorus of people who thank you for what you've done here. But this is just a course that you just what you talked about this morning so far, that if somebody would just build their business and rely on these kind of points that you made to them, they can't miss it. I mean, when I say miss it, they can't miss doing something special with this thing, not just average and ordinary. What this thing's built for is exceptional people. Exceptionalism only comes for somebody who just puts out more effort and pays attention to how to run their business properly. So you're making a lot of exceptional people here that I think have been kind of, plodding along, maybe you could put it that way, and not taking full advantage of this great opportunity with Primerica. And I'm just really excited to see my people respond. And by the way, Ed's not in the game in the typical way. We've talked about that before, but the big thing is I've shared this and insisted my people really pay attention to you. And a lot of them are doing that now, and it's really starting to pay off. So our hierarchy deeply appreciates and owes you a vote of gratitude.
Thank you, Ed. And Ed, you've done, you every day you get on there, man, you always add something to it. And I appreciate that. Hey, Chris Kowalski, how you doing, buddy?
Hey Roy, I'm doing great. Hey, I was just go ahead, Roy.
Hey, I wanted to let people know I got a call from Jennifer Rogers, okay, who is with Answer Connect. And guys, I've been telling you Answer Connect, and you know, I got 24/7 answering service. And one of the things that Chris said, she called me and said, hey, Chris Kowalski is using the service. And so I just want to let you know, Steve and I are talking with them about making a connection. So when you, they take the info, it'll go right into Sales Team Pro. But just another thing that goes on, tell them what you've been doing just with that, what that's meant to you.
Yeah, so just a prelude to that is, I know Roy mentioned Answer Connect, but there's so many new things in Sales Team Pro that I didn't catch it the first time. So I went online and I went to Global Sky, I went to Upstart, I went to Hub Talent, I bet you I spent 10 hours looking for and calling different services that are like Answer Connect. And then I'm like, let's just go back to Sales Team Pro in the resource section. And I call Answer Connect. Jennifer answers the phone. I've got a litany of questions to ask, all the little different nuances. And she just starts firing away. And then she's like, who are you part of? I go, Sales Team Pro. You ever heard of it? She goes, Roy Matlack? I'm like, yeah. And then I've tested it. So I signed up for the program. There's different minutes you can buy. But I've already had, like last night, I was telling Jody, we had 5 appointments booked from about 5 o'clock on, where I wasn't available on the phone, where Answer Connect answered the phone live, and they're unbelievable. I've tested it. I mean, I bet you I've called them 25 times and pretended to be different people and test them through the scripts. I can't believe I haven't owned this prior to this.
Now they booked the appointments for you, correct?
They booked it. Yeah, they'll follow any script. So I went through and I'm using it as a recruiting line right now. So as I'm making outgoing prospecting calls, like right now, I can't answer the phone. But another interesting stat that I saw on their website, which I know to be true, because I went through my wife's phone and my phone, and we're making prospecting calls. So we're making 20, 30, 40, 50 calls a day. So I went through, and in the iPhone, you can click missed calls. So I went through and I started adding up for a week how many missed calls we had versus how many voicemails was received. Because on the Answer Connect website, it says 80% of people hang up if they don't get a live person. And sure enough, with us, it was a little bit different. It was about 75%. That's a pretty good stat. That so if we had 10 missed calls, we only got 2 or 3 voicemails. And there's 7 missed opportunities. So it's been great.
And I bring this up, and I'm going to show you guys real quick on Sales Team Pro where you can go do this. But what we've done, guys, I've been using this service for, I'm going to say I've been using it 3 or 4 years, and I've had it down here on the resource tab. And I've had it on the resource tab. When I first started with them, before I had Bree working with me, they would book my appointments. I would tell them when they connect to the calendar, so they know when you're available. So they'll do live sets for you. And if you call and or go through this link and talk to Jennifer, it's right here. We got a link to it. Okay. Answering service. But if you do that, what'll happen is she'll give you like what Chris did was they did the, she set you up basically like I got set up. Okay. And we have a little, what we call funnels. Okay. In there. So if they call for one thing, you know, they, you know, where are you calling all this? I don't have them set the appointments anymore for me. Okay. But you may want to do that. So I just wanted to talk about that, but we are going to take, Steve, I talked to him yesterday after hearing, she called me about you and, we're connecting with their programmer, and we're going to make it to where when they're databasing your name and email addresses and phone number, when you collect that phone call, it's going to shoot right into Sales Team Pro and it'll be automated. So anyway, I wanted to cover that. That might be something that, you know, I just want to bring that up. So guys, you want to make your business life easy. All right. I have I extended Answer Connect to answering 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And as much call volume as I get, my bill's about $400 a month. Okay. That's a lot cheaper than somebody sitting by the phone or me worrying about it. I mean, can you imagine not having to answer the phone? How about that? Is that not worth it in itself? So anyway, let's keep going here. Steve, do we have anything to talk about? Steve Johnson. Where's Steve at? Stevie boy. Is he?
Steve may have taken off a little bit early there, Roy.
Okay, got it. He's still on there. So anyway, all right, let's see here. Who else we got? Let me try. I'm just trying to, I'm going to open it up. Anybody got any ideas that we can add? We've got about 5 minutes left. Any jump in here. Anybody got anything? Nobody has any ideas at all. I'm going to get this last 5 minutes. Yeah.
Hey Roy, I'm back in here. I had to step away for just a second. Hey,
all right. Yeah. So tell them what we got going on.
Oh, good grief. Well, I got that, a really complicated search for anything deal coming up that I'm working on.
And when are we going to have when are we searching for anything? What's the ETA?
I'm hoping the end of this week, but realistically, it's probably going to be the middle of next week. All right. And so you'll be able to search for values of any of the fields that you put in a contact.
Anything. So, just search for anything. So we got
anything. And without that big long advanced search form, it's going to have a different format that's going to be easier to use. And then we have the pipeline stuff coming that's going to go on a new tab in the contact form that's you went over last week with pending business and I just drew a blank.
Pending business and pipeline. And so what we're going to do with that, guys, that's going to go along the pending business and the admin stuff. That's going to be emails that are going to be created for that. Okay. If that makes sense. So we're going to make that happen. So anyway, all right, Stevie, I got you. All right, we're good. Tommy Lee, give us one good one. One good idea. Tell them about our budget deal.
Well, we've been using the budget page. I use that on every appointment. And Andrew, that is on the call here, is a new guy, and he's doing an amazing job. He's got like almost 10,000 a premium in, and we've been doing the budget with everybody. And he said, what if we made it into like an Excel sheet, you know? And he started toying around with it, and he created this budget sheet that is just phenomenal. You could plug the income in, and then just go through the budget and with somebody. It's like a live type of thing that you could do, or they can do. And you could just go right down and see the shortfall or the surplus. And it's a recruiting tool. It's pretty much everything. I mean, you could do pretty much an appointment with it, and just a quick little 15. Everybody needs to, because you say, you know, defense, offense. I mean, the biggest problem is, you know, the cash flow and the spending. And nobody has a real control of their budget, really. And I did it for myself, and it was just like blown away. I was like, oh my God, man, it just calculates everything right in front of you in like 5 minutes. So it's really cool. So I think Steve, I talked to him yesterday. He may add that into the budget.
We're looking at adding a live, so they'll be able to go in there and really do it. So hey, very good. That was great.
So one other thing, Roy, is, you know, you said use the follow-up tab, you know, check that every contact that you're going through, and I'm definitely going to sign up for that Answer Connect, man. That's awesome. The follow-up thing, I've been checking that box and just following up with people. Last week we just followed up with some of them and turned into over 125,000 of transactions within 3 days, you know. And it was just basically just calling and just getting the appointments and following up and saying, how's everything going, blah blah blah, you know. If we just do the prospecting, I mean, just make the calls, the money's there.
Absolutely. Hey, Dave Deal, we close this out, buddy. Dave, you still there?
Dave. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Close, yes, sir.
Out, man. Sorry. We got just a couple minutes.
No problem. Hey, good. Well, you reminded me, Roy, that FU is a good thing. And, you know, I'm talking about follow-up. I don't know what some of you are thinking of there. But, you know, follow-up is so key. You know, I thought when I first got on Sales Team Pro that as soon as I loaded all my stuff in and sent out my campaign, boy, I sat back and just waited for the names and the appointments to roll in. And then I kept hitting refresh. And I'm like, man, nothing's happening. And it's because I forgot about follow-up, that you still have to call them. You still have to follow up on people. So, you know, we did what Art Williams talked about so many moons ago, of you got to make a total commitment to what you're doing. And so, you know, after almost a year in, we are just totally committed to Sales Team Pro. And so much so that last night we had we ran a value seminar called Understanding Social Security. And normally when we do these, we average 30 to 40 guests. And because we added campaigns to it and follow up to it, we had 58 guests last night. And we're just excited about it because I know great things are going to come out of it. We've had great feedback. So folks, you know, make a total commitment to this. Roy's put this awesome system together, and I would, you know, just encourage you to make that total commitment. You can't stick your toe in this. You got to make it happen. So thanks, Roy.
So Dave, hey, so you had 58 people. All right. It just made me think right now, what we need to do is we already have, guys, the list of people that are at or near Social Security by the fact that we have the in-service distribution. Okay. And that's, you know, not too far off. So what we need to do is we need to do one of those seminars. You and I need to talk about it, and we'll knock out a Social Security seminar. And we already know, and Steve, you're still on with me?
I'm still on, and I need 30 seconds before you quit.
One of the things that we've talked about is getting a birth date range sort.
That's coming up.
Yeah, so that's coming up. And so then, Dave, maybe we can do that, and we can say, okay, if they're 60 and up, okay, whatever it may be, 59 and up, we've got a Social Security, and then that'll lead right into that thing. So I want to get with you on that. Definitely a great idea. So, hey, guys, have a great week.
Hey, Roy, I need 10 seconds.
Yes.
Shauna asks, is there an easy way to see who opens what campaigns, or do I have to go through each person? At the moment, you still have to go through each person. I'm working on getting that changed so you have kind of an overview, but haven't been able, for technical reasons, to do that yet. So that's where we are with that.
Yeah, we've got, and by the way, guys, your surveys, if you hadn't sent the survey in, send it in, because I've been reading all these surveys and I've picked up some great ideas. Okay. You know, one of the things is, are you coming? Another one says, how's it helped you? We love to hear success stories. But the other is in there, do you have any suggestions? And we have picked up a lot of good ideas on suggestions. I've had over 300 and something people that said yes, and I probably 100 suggestions. And so some great ideas that we'll be able to do. That was one of them, by the way, that was asked on there. So with that, guys, we ran over. Y'all have a great day. I'll talk to you next week.